Now, relax for me. Take a deep breath. Let yourself go deep. No matter the circumstances, it's all right to do that right now. Begin to leave the world outside behind. Enter a new, safe, warm, comfortable place constructed by me, alongside you. A place you're going to return to, so make sure to take note of the details as you travel. This is your space, a safe place within. Its boundaries are those that we set together. All the noise, hustle, and bustle of the weary world, it's all outside. It is disallowed here. Hear my voice. See and feel as I assist and direct. And allow an ethereal quilt to descend over you. The vision, the image of a traveler seated, covered with just such a quilt. A barrier between the demands and worries of the weary world and this place of safety, calm, relaxation, and rejuvenation. You may be in a place that is moving, shifting. You may be traveling with another at the wheel for a time. But you have your safe place with you, carried calmly onward. It allows any distracting or upsetting thoughts to flow from you and outside that safe space. It prevents them from returning. This place may be considered an escape, but you are doing the opposite of hiding. Acknowledging that you are going to be traveling, you're going to be going somewhere else for a little while. It's all right to let that quilt descend, covering your body, keeping you warm, reminding you that you are in a place where, for at least a little while, stillness is acceptable. It's so rare that we are allowed to just be still. Cherish it for a while. A place you know is safe, and one within which the concerns of the weary world outside are insufficiently important or urgent to be considered at this time. This is the opposite of procrastination as well. You face the journey ahead of you, the day to come, and realize that if your energies are well focused, your mind well balanced, and knowing that you are in a place that precludes physical exercise and requires you to remain in a static position with strong limitations on your mobility and productive capability, the best thing then to do is to use this time to rest. It is difficult to accept that. Our minds in this society are often conditioned to think we must be productive, active, pushing at the boundaries of self. But attempts at movement or construction right now would meet with awkwardness, discomfort, exasperation. Safe within your quilt, you avoid all that, and find so much more. It is quiet and peaceful within your quilt. You are deciding to change the nature of this space, this place in which you must travel, from uncomfortably constricting. It changes. It becomes comfortably soothing, wrapped in a quilt of safety, support, relaxation, rejuvenation, where each sewed square carries some pleasant memory, some positive wish, some of them from me. Yes, rest assured, I know the particular vagaries of travel, the way you can feel malaise or just want the trip to be over with. Taking that trip and exerting your control over it, our shared control, by making a meditative place inside, the place where you are covered by that quilt. Visualize. Covered. Coated, safe, supported, relaxation and rejuvenation, a place where you are outside the restrictions that are carried with you when you travel. Within your quilt, the physical restriction of the space you're in, the inability to move in a car, on a plane, a bus, or when sitting waiting somewhere, instead becomes a symbol of relaxed, reclining, quilt-covered joy and peace. You might tuck your body under that quilt, under a favorite, comforting material, and let yourself float away. For at least a little while, you will be distanced from what was there before. Outside, your fellow travelers are subjected to the stress, the discomfort that may have existed before, that is now a distant dream. It is utterly impotent to touch you. You are physically and mentally set off in the comforting quilted space, a pattern that might continue on forever, a pattern you can carry with you. The physical restrictions release you from responsibility. You know the limits of what you may do right now, and covering yourself in your quilt is the simplest option. The cocoon I have constructed with and for you. My voice takes priority over other sounds just now. Deep breathing might also enter into the equation. It is quiet and peaceful within your quilt. Other noises are either softly muffled or turned into random white noise, which actually helps you slide deeper. Within your quilt, you are comfortably ensconced in a nurturing, energy-resurging field, in which there is only the need to be at peace. Squirming and shuffling are distant. Relaxing and basking are ever-present. A warm, comforting cocoon. Other noises are transformed. Sounds which might normally be discordant are turned into a quiet, comfortable, comforting purr. The air might be a tropical breeze blowing through a canopy of gently rustling palm trees. You may hear songbirds evoking soothing lullaby. Within the quilt, your seat is a comfortable pillowy support, no matter how you got there. You feel the muscles in your shoulders relax as my words wash over you. You feel the tension melt away. Your back conforms comfortably to the contours of the quilt. Your legs are gently caressed, massaged. Your feet are wrapped in a cozy nest. There is an impermeable barrier between you and the rest of the world. Soothed, simple, comforted. Right now, tension can melt away. The heavenly, heavy softness of your pillow, your quilt. Focus on recalling the memory of the last comfortable night's rest, the moment that was and in future again will be home. The sleeping, resting, heavy softness. The last time you awoke with an early morning revel in your own comfortable place. Well, that is more than a place. You may think that because you are traveling, you are distant from the comforts of your bed, your home, the lazy awakening where you're wrapped in a cozy nest of blankets, wrapped up in the warm cocoon of your own covers, nestled warm, soft, and comfortable. You actually carry that reality with you. And in this place, while traveling, it takes the form of quilted, comfortable, ethereal, nigh transcendental pleasure. All there is to do right now is to relax into your quilted world. Let it be your world for a little while. Distant, separate, but very much in the moment. Just making the most of it, where other travelers might have other things to contend with. You have accepted that this is a necessary transitory point. You took on the responsibility to travel, and one of the rewards is to feel that warm quilt settle around you. Let my words and your mind's remembrance of the last time you were wrapped in warm, pillowy, quilted bliss, let those things come together and make this a positive experience. After all, you have your destination to consider. Consider two travelers. I am here returning to the classic sleep hygiene remarks I make a lot. I tend to tell people you should make sure your bedroom is somewhere comfortable, with the amount of order you prefer, and where you can rest at the same time, under the same light conditions each day. But if you are lacking the ability to control your sleep space, you can at least control and cultivate your inner mind. This quilt business is the same thing. The idea that wherever you are, with the addition of a blanket covering all, a quilt covering you over, wrapping, enveloping you, you have a momentarily perfect existence in the softness of the pillow, the comfort of the quilt. The only thing for you to do is to condition yourself to arrive at your destination with the most ability and freedom possible. The journey must occur. The journey is important enough you decided to undertake it, and given how miserable many people find travel in the first place, that is saying something. But for you, it can be something else. Consider two people. Both will go on a journey. Both will find it, at least momentarily, an inconvenience. But one will lay the quilt over themselves. One will let themselves be enveloped in a warm, comforting quilt, which represents the memory of the last time you awoke in comfort, the last time you carried optimal circumstances with you. The only thing for you to do is relax and sink into that quilt, so when you arrive at your destination, you'll be the best version of you. Comfort and mental imagery can take your mind away from the weary world to a place we've constructed together. Fall into my voice. Revel and take comfort in it. It weaves the strands that connect the patches of that quilt, making it strong and impermeable. By now, you're used to relaxing, used to sinking, used to carrying my voice with you. So you can be assured when I say that I have constructed a place in your mind for us to change your perception of the physical world while traveling. A place where disruptive noise becomes peaceful white noise, where you keep your destination in mind and want your best performance when you arrive in it. You can trust me that this is a real and formidable bastion. The internal parts of your mind, the parts expressed in electricity and chemical and encoding and understanding, are every bit as physical as anything else. The physical specifications of the safe haven of your quilted mind are actually created by you. They are something I avoid prescribing. We can add to the structure of them, and I can create accoutrements you may desire. But perhaps the light is low and soothing, or clear and bright so you might lazily read as you sit beneath your quilt. Whatever the circumstance, it is the one that is best for you to be as you should be, as you wish to be, as you will be. There could be innumerable scented candles, as there are in my personal quilt domain. A place where you are swathed in enveloping, soothing, comforting darkness. Any or all of these possibilities may be the case at various times. Maybe you're bathed in energizing sunlight, accompanied by soft tropical breezes. It may also resemble a treasured place in your memory, like that bed you could have just woke up in that I mentioned before, a summer meadow, a cool arboreal forest, a placid still pond, or a lake with the waves gently and rhythmically lapping on the shore. The nature of this haven is not static. It is shifting, but only the kind of direct, deliberate shifts that you might make during travel, repositioning yourself for greater comfort. Each patch in that quilt, that ethereal, comfortable blanket spreading over you, each patch represents a place, a time, an aspect, a sense, an experience, a thought, a person, a thing you perceive as soothing. I hope I'm in there somewhere. That'd be my highest aspiration, at least. To be a soothing presence, comforting enough to lull you through that ordeal that we call travel. But whatever the nature, whatever the cause, you made the quilt bit by bit. The aspects of your life that make you more comfortable. Something you perceive as soothing, pleasant, supportive, rejuvenating. Perhaps a time when you were a child wrapped in a blanket in the back seat of the family car, or nestled in a corner of a new place, scoping everything out, knowing you will be allowed to take your time. Somewhere you feel secure, because of the people or places or sensations or awareness you had around you. Each patch of the quilt corresponds to aspects of your life and mind that bring you succor, support, safety. They can be flipped through like a treasured photo album, or viewed as a supportive slideshow. Having constructed this space, you can remain here until your travel is complete. It can morph into different settings and continue to be a supportive filter of the world outside. If the needs of the world become such that you have to leave your haven temporarily, you can, and return as soon as it's safe to do so. The quilt can travel with you anywhere, on any type of transportation. A luxurious personal space you carry with you, for which only you have the access. Only you have the credentials. Your quilt, you have allowed me within your mind to naturally travel with you as well. When you decide it's time to return, return from the quilted world where things are quieter, where everything is converted into positive white noise, and you know you are able to rebuild and recover. But when you need to return from there, you can just slowly open your eyes, feeling the afterglow of being refreshed and ready to take on the demands of the day after your arrival, knowing that you have used the journey to rest and recuperate, to do something many might not think to do, to make what is expected to be trying into the unexpectedly restorative, the nurturing, nourishing shared experience of you listening and I presenting, telling, inviting. Us together creating this experience and you, aware your quilt is always with you, patch after patch, layer after layer, tightly wound around you the moment you sit down in a travel space where you know you will be restricted from moving as you might freely do. Or even when you settle in for a nap, perhaps, laying the quilt over yourself, and with it finding a space away, a space more efficient, cleaner, purer for your mind to find whatever it needs to be nourished at your destination, even if that destination is only the other side of the nap, the other half of the workday, the other part of your obligations. You know that in the interim, you are moving away from it, into a space set aside, created and crafted betwixt you and I, where you might visualize any memory, any fantasy, any inviting, beautiful image, which builds you back up. We all need the time to rebuild. You might as well take what could otherwise be unproductive or even counterproductive, and use it to produce something restorative and memorable. Your trips, your travels, your sleepy, simple, quilted moments. will become some of the best. And you'll sink, until at some point you might need to return. Then your eyes would open. But until then, the quilt descends, and you get to drift.